God, I know where I'm going tonight, and heaven is my home. Well, let's read. For we know that if our earthly house or this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, for not that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. I love that phrase, the way it's worded. For that, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Hallelujah. Isn't that good? I'm glad life. You don't really live till you come to know Jesus Christ as your Savior. You know, sometimes we sing Amazing Grace, get down to the end of it and say, I just began to live when God's amazing grace came in. I just began to, that's true. I just began to live when God's grace came in. Now he that wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore we are always confident, knowing that whilst we're at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith and not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Wherefore, we labor that we may be, wherefore we labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. But we are made manifest unto God. I trust also are made manifest in your conscience. Let's bow our heads and pray. Father, thank you for the Lord Jesus. Thank you tonight, God, for the singing of the songs. And Lord, surely it's important our names be in the book of life. And I pray tonight the Holy Spirit would make it real to hearts that know not the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. Father, help them know the love of God. Help them to know that convicting power. Help them realize, God, it's not your will they perish, but that they be saved and go to heaven. I pray for every person here that's saved and maybe they've grown cold and fallen afar off. I pray tonight the Holy Spirit deal with their hearts and be as the psalmist David was when he cried and said, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Father, I pray this evening you'd help us to preach. I realize the fact tonight that we can do nothing without you. I pray for that divine unction from on high, that touch of God that we need, and without we can do nothing. And Father, tonight I feel my helpless and loneliness here in this place, except for the fact, God, that you are said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Lord, you called us to preach, and we stand here in this place tonight to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus and realize that every power of hell would be against us tonight. But Lord, I'm glad for your presence and your power. And I pray for that conviction, be real. People hang in the balance tonight. And I pray, God, help us be the mouthpiece. And that man of God that you'd have us to be, preach tonight. And Lord, take it and speak to hearts. Thank you for those who've been saved, those who are going to be baptized. What a joy to our heart. I pray this service be real. Magnify yourself. Save souls. Do that which is needful in hearts. And we'll praise you and thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. You may be seated. I'm picking up on that subject tonight of heaven. And we began talking about that tonight and talked first of all about the reality of it. And we said quite a bit about that. But I want to show you something in verse number 6. He says, therefore we are always confident. We're always confident. And look at verse number 8. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. We are confident. He said it twice. He emphasized it and made it plain that he was confident that he was going to heaven. I'm confident tonight. Confidence means is without doubt. No question about it. I'm confident of the fact that I shall be one day in heaven. Are you confident of that? And Paul said he was. The reality of heaven. And I had someone comment before service tonight and was talking to me about some things that I said this morning about that reality of heaven. How do we know we're going to heaven? Because here it says to be absent from the body, be present with the Lord. And I say hallelujah. Amen. Aren't you glad you're confident that you're saved and going to heaven? Then we talked about heaven has a ruler, and God is the ruler. Down here on earth, there's many people wrestle for leadership. They want to be the one that leads the nation or needs the world, whatever. But I'm glad over in heaven there'll be no elections made. There'll just be one ruler, God himself. He shall rule and reign forever. And the sovereign God, the creator, shall rule and reign. I'm thankful, praise God. It'll be a secure country in that land. Then I talked about the requirement for being in heaven. I want to emphasize that again tonight, just a little bit, then we'll move on quickly. But let me say this tonight, the requirement for heaven, and Sister Errol just sang that song, and she's my granddaughter. I kind of call her Sister Errol. I kind of feel out of place a little bit, but it's Errol, little Errol. Amen. Little Errol used to go home with us at lunch, and she's just a little old tyke, and I was younger, I'd sweat a lot when I preached. I still try to preach hard, but can't go like I used to. But anyway, I go home to change shirts, and she walked in my bedroom. I was putting on a shirt, and I started singing, "You Are My Sunshine." She looked up at me and said, "Oh, no." I quit singing right then. I figured somebody's singing, I better stick to preaching and quit singing. Amen. And I'm thinking about her singing that song. Please search your book again. And the requirement for being saved and having your name in the Lamb's Book of Life is being born again. And being born again is not, as Nicodemus said, entering the mother's womb again and being born. He wasn't talking physically. He's talking about spiritually. If you've never been born again spiritually, you're dead in sins and in trespasses. But I'm glad, thank God, God loves sinners. God saves sinners. God sent his son to die for sin. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And I want to say to every person here tonight, what a blessed time it is when Jesus Christ becomes your Lord and your Savior. He's Lord anyhow, whether you take him or not, he's Lord. But I want you to know tonight, one day I took him as my Lord and Savior. I didn't understand all about the Lordship of Christ. I didn't understand about all the doctrines of the Bible. But I did understand this: when I got saved, I was under new management. Amen. Hey, something happened on the inside, and I knew somebody lived inside that didn't live there before. I knew something different on the inside. It felt different. Amen. I'm not saved by my feelings, but I'm telling you one thing. It sure felt good to get saved. Amen. I'm saved by grace through faith in Christ Jesus, but thank God it affected my emotions too. It affected my life. It affected me. Everything that I did, it affected me. I say tonight, thank God for reality of being born into the family of God. And you that are not saved, you can't grasp that. You can't understand what it is to be saved until you get saved. Like the old fella that got saved said, "I don't see why everybody don't get saved." But he went for years and years and didn't get saved. But let me tell you tonight, you ever really get saved, you'll understand what I'm talking about. And thank God it's real to be saved and born in the family of God. I remember several Sunday nights, I believe it was on Sunday night ago, as the Smith family was up here and Christopher came with them. And Christopher wasn't saved, but when he went back out that night, he was. Amen. I say hallelujah and praise God. I rejoice in that fact that he got born into the family of God. I thank God that Abby's saved. I praise God that you're saved if you're saved. And tonight, thank God for the reality of being born into the family of God. Are you saved? Are you confident about that, being born in the family of God? It's not something I didn't work it up. I didn't work for it. I don't deserve it. I couldn't do anything. I was lost and going to hell. But Jesus was made real to me by the power of the Holy Ghost of God and got my attention, and I realized that. And tonight, while I was praying, God so much laid it upon my heart that somebody hangs in the balance tonight, and somebody may make a difference whether they go to heaven or hell, what they do tonight to the preaching of the Word of God. I'm trying to tell you tonight, there's a better way than going to hell. There's a better way than going out of here without Christ. You can go out knowing Jesus Christ is your Lord and your Savior. The devil will lie to you. He'll cheat you. He'll rob you. He'll mess you up. and then you'll go to hell without God. But I want you to know tonight you don't have to. God said, whosoever will, let him come. It's not God's will, any should perish. God so loved that he gave. And tonight Jesus said, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon me and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart. Ye shall find rest unto your soul. I'm glad tonight in the world it's all mixed up, all confused, that I'm resting in Christ Jesus and found rest for my soul. Thank God for that reality. And I looked back there and see Brother Richard and Sister Lisa. I think about Ashley. And I remember the turmoil that we went through during that time. I say turmoil. It wasn't real turmoil. It was a peace there that passed of understanding of man. But thank God she went to heaven and in the glory land tonight. Hallelujah. You're just a young lady. But she had a testimony of the saving grace of God and went to glory. And I say hallelujah. I'm glad, thank God, we could rejoice in that. And Chris, I remember your dad and talking to him in the hospital and saying, I'm ready to go. I say hallelujah. Praise God. Just to know you can slip out of here and go to heaven. I look around, I see others that have gone on to glory. I say to you tonight, thank God for the reality of knowing that you're saved, headed to glory. Amen. And thank God for it. Well, I know I've got to hurry. We're going to baptize tonight, but I'm enjoying preaching right now because I want to see people get saved. You don't have to go to hell. You don't have to be lost. You can be saved and born into the family of God. You say, preacher, do you preach being saved all the time? I pray, God, forgive me if I ever preach and don't say it. Amen. You must be born again. And God said you must. You must. It's not a maybe. You don't have to guess at it. God meant what he said what he meant. And so he said you must be born again. But let me talk about tonight, heaven. A beautiful place called heaven. And I said the best thing about heaven is Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, the sovereign God himself that sits on the throne, rules and reigns. But let me talk about tonight. I have a reservation made. Hallelujah. You ever have a reservation made somewhere to eat or somewhere to go and have that reservation made and a seat is reserved for you and a place for you is there? A reservation, I have one made for glory. Amen. And the reservations down here can be broken and something may happen, they mess up. But I want you to listen closely to what I'm going to say. I'm going to give you some Bible here in a minute to help you on some other things too. But Titus 1:2, in hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. Now, if God cannot lie, and he cannot lie, he's God, holy God, and so he cannot lie. And what he said, we can depend upon him. Now look with me, please, in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. 1 Peter chapter 1, I want you to just look in the scripture with me or listen closely to it as I read this. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that fadeth not away, reserved. And if you mark in your Bible, underline that. Reserved in heaven for you. Didn't say reserved for Tim Ramsey. Didn't say reserved for Ray Stewart. Didn't say reserved for you, individual by name, but for you. But who's a you he's talking about? Every saved, born again person. Look back at verse number 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. So he begat us. He said, we are the begotten of God. That is, we're born in the family of God. And therefore, there is reserved in heaven, in the book of life, my name is written down. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the book is searched, they'll find my name. When I got saved, it wasn't put in the newspaper the next morning. It would never been broadcast over the radio. And when I got saved, it wasn't put on television. But I want you to know one thing. It made news in heaven when I got born again. God said they're rejoicing in the presence of angels over one sinner that repented. And the day I repented over in glory, there was some rejoicing going on. I say hallelujah. I remember my granny Heath, and she in a little old country white church in Claghorn Valley. I remember her worshiping God, and she used to wear a bonnet, and she'd throw it up in the air and praise God. I think, oh,
Sister Granny, amen, was over in glory saying, whoop, that's my grandson down yonder. Got saved. I say, hallelujah. How do you think they got to know? I believe Jesus told them about it. Amen. I believe it makes news in heaven when you get saved. God said to rejoice in the presence of angels over sinners that repent. Then somebody's rejoicing over there. I say, glory, hallelujah. I'm glad it made news in heaven. Amen. But let's read on here. And reserved in heaven for us. Name's written down. It's recorded in heaven. That's the best place to have your name. I may never be in the who's who and what's what, but I can tell you one thing. My name's in heaven. Hallelujah. Is your name in heaven? Is your name recorded in the book of life? Could it really be found there? Look in verse number 5. Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation ready revealed in the last time. Some reservations down here can be canceled. Something may happen and mess up, and your seat gets mixed up with somebody else's seat, and they lose your seat. But I'm glad, praise God, over in that reservation, it'll never get mixed up with anybody else's. He said, you that are saved, your place is reserved. I've got a reservation made, hallelujah, and nobody else can get it, and I never lose it. Why can you never lose it? Who are kept by the power of God. I'm not kept by my power. I'm not saved because I go to church and because I preach and because I pray, because I read my Bible. I'm kept by the power of God. That power of God keeps me, makes me want to go to church, makes me want to read my Bible, makes me want to pray. Amen. Aren't you glad tonight? That power of God keeps you. But although I found something better. Well, I can't say better. It's good. On further in this, wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season if need be, you're in heaven as through manifold temptations. Now that word temptation there is not talking about attempted to do evil. That can be included in it, but it means trials. Trials. God tempted Abraham about offering Isaac on the altar. Now that temptation was not a temptation to do evil, but a trial of his faith. And so here we look and says we're in heaven as through manifold temptations or trials. But notice what verse 7 says. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perished, though it be tried to fire, might be found to praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. I was thinking, as I was reading this other day and thinking about this message, I was thinking about this. I got a reservation made down here. Sometimes I'm kept by the power of God, not sometimes, but all time kept. But sometimes in heaven, it's through manifold trials and temptations. One of you and I was sitting at the house the other night, and I was sick and all this stuff, and she made a statement. I agreed with her. Can't understand why. Can't get over this, or why we can't go, why one thing right after another is happening, and can't explain it, don't understand it. I got to reading the scripture and thinking about that. Hallelujah, he said, and though it be that the trial of your faith being much more precious than gold. I say hallelujah. Sister Angie, although you're going through what you're going through and have gone through, thank God she faced it with a smile on her face and a praise of God on her lips and said it's in God's hands and trust in God. I say glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, amen. And there's others here tonight. I know it's going through trials and things that you're facing. It's hard and difficult for you, but I want you to know, thank God it's precious in the sight of God. Your trials are precious. Some people God allows to go through more than others, and we can't explain that, but we know that all things work together for good of them that love God and called according to his purpose. I know we're going to baptize here in a few minutes, but I want you to get this tonight. Thank God I've got a reservation in heaven. I'm kept by the power of God, going to be there one day. And thank God for the reality. You can go with me if you want to go. I'm glad tonight, thank God, you can go to heaven if you trust Jesus and be saved and born in the family of God. Well, let me move quickly. There's a record in heaven, and there's a reward in heaven. I won't take a whole lot of time on all of this, but look in verse number 9. Wherefore we labor that whether present or absent, and I'm back in 2 Corinthians 5 now. Wherefore we labor that whether present or absent may be accepted of him, have his blessings, have his approval of it. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Everyone may receive the things done in his body according to what he's done, whether it be good or bad. Talking to saved people there. Talking to people that are saved, born in the family of God. We'll be at the judgment seat of Christ and give an account of our lives, and we'll have to give an account to God of our lives as Christians. And I want to be found faithful to God. I want to be like the Apostle Paul said, I finished my course. I kept the faith, fought a good fight, finished my course, and kept the faith. I'd like to be able to say that. I mentioned it many times. If it comes a time, and I'm looking for Jesus to come, take us out of here. But if it comes a time, they roll my body in here. And it's called a casket, but it's really a hope chest. I'm coming out of it, amen. I'm just going to temporarily lay this body down, but roll it in here. I want my grandchildren, great-grandchildren. I want people around me, friends and neighbors, to be able to come by and say he fought a good fight. He kept the faith. I want to say he's faithful to the end, amen. I don't want to give up now. And I don't talk about losing salvation. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about getting out of the will of God. I'm talking about messing up now. I'm talking about getting discouraged that you quit on God. And I'm talking about, and you say, preacher, you don't ever get that way. I do sometime, but I'm glad God come by and the Holy Ghost nudges my heart, puts a little fire down inside of me. And I'm like Jeremiah, and I said I'd stay, but there's a fire burning on the inside and I couldn't stay. I say tonight to you, thank God he let me preach, amen. And I'm preaching because God put it in my heart. I'm trying to share something with you tonight that God's made real to me, and I want you to share it with me. The joy of knowing the Lord. When we stand yonder one day before him, I realize the fact it's not all going to be our liking. Maybe at that time, the moment that we review our lives, because all of us fail God. But I'm going to remind you again tonight that when we take it to God, I'm reminded what Clay sung the other night, he said, he picked me up and dusted me off. Amen. I'm glad God picks me up, forgives me, washes it all away, and lets me go for God. Amen. And when he forgives my sin, he takes it away. I say hallelujah. He's going to be judged according to our faithfulness about serving God. But let me say to you that are unsaved tonight, let me give you some scriptures I found in Malachi chapter 3, verse number 16 and 17. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And the book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. Thank God there's a book of remembrance. Every time we think on the Lord, he records it down. Hallelujah. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in the day when I make up my jewels. We'll be hey, hallelujah. Y'all get it after a while. And in that day that I make up my jewels, and I'll spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Now you that are unsaved, that doesn't apply to you because you're unsaved. But we're saved, and we can rejoice in those great words from the Lord. But in Revelation chapter 20, and you read about that in verse 12 through 15, talks about the books being opened to unsaved, standing there, death and hell, giving up the dead sea, giving up her dead. I'll stand before God. That's the unsaved. That's a great white throne judgment. You say, preacher, well, I as an unsaved have to be there. You will. You will. You say, preacher, I'll just bypass it. I'll trick God. You can't trick God. And you can't fool God. And that song again, search the book again. And when the books are open, the book of life is open, and your name is not found written there, the Bible says you'll be cast in the lake of fire, into the lake of fire. And you'll be tormented day and night forever and forever. You say, preacher, surely God, a loving God, wouldn't cast me in the lake of fire. God so loved you that he gave his own self, his own son, on the cross of Calvary to die for your sin. He was beaten and striped and then hung, and blood was shed for your sin. I want you to know God's done everything he can do to get you saved. If you go to hell, you'll walk over Calvary. You ignore the preaching. You ignore the Holy Ghost of God within your heart. If you go to hell, you can't blame God for it. He made the way for you to bypass it and miss hell and go to heaven. Well, let me close in saying this. There'll be a reunion in heaven. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 16, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, voice of the archangel, trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall ever be with the Lord. We're going to have a homecoming in the clouds. The Bible said we'll be resurrected and meet together in the clouds. I said, glory, hallelujah. What a homecoming that'll be. I remember the last time I saw my dad alive. I won't go into all the details about what we'd done that day, but I was pastoring in rural retreat. I'd gone to the hospital in Bristol. I'd stopped by mom's and dad's on the way back, and dad had not been well, but still trying to work, and he was trying to paint some at the house, and I'd stopped and brought some old clothes I changed into so I could help him. and he had to go to work, and I was going to paint some. I did up to sometime at night, and then I went home, and hadn't hardly gone home. I got a call and said, come to the hospital quick. Your dad has had a heart attack. I got to the hospital. This is back years ago. And in that time, they had these oxygen tents they put over you. I walked in the room. Dad was laying there on the bed, an oxygen tent over him. Dad didn't have much to say. He wasn't a real talkative man. But Dad looked at me. He raised his hand and waved it. The last time I saw him alive. But I want you to know one day I'll meet him in the clouds. They're going to be a homecoming one day. Granny, they used to sling the bonnet. There'll be a homecoming one day. Mom, that told me a lot about the Lord. Hey, there's going to be a homecoming. I'm glad I've got my name place reserved in heaven. I want you to go with me. Will you tonight go to heaven or go to hell? It's your choice. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Father, thank you for Jesus. Thank you tonight for the reality of being saved. I pray tonight you'd speak to hearts. You'd save sinners. You'd stir hearts of those that are saved. Help all of us, God, to realize the reality of this place called heaven. Thank you in Jesus' name. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. I want you to pray.